Here we learn Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara started with a discussion of the line in the Mishnah that it said that the MS Amru Achazin Roa Hechanach Tinokos Korim Avulhula Yikra, that the Chazin is allowed to see where the Tinokos are reading from, but he himself should not read. So we had 2 days in Rashi and the Mishnah who the Chazin is, whether it's a reference to the Gabbai or it's a reference to the Melamdei Tinokos. But on the top of Daf Yud Gimel Amrav, the Gemara discusses why is it that it's okay for the Tinokos to read. So the Gemara says that it's okay for the Tinokos to read either because they're only reading Rashi Parshi Yosef, they're only reading the very beginnings of the parsha, and the same way the Chazan's allowed to do that, the Tinokos are allowed to do that. Or Shani Tinokos hold the Emas Rabba Naleim Lo Asilat Sliyeh, that the Tinokos, since they're so afraid of the Rebbe, they're not going to want to touch anything without the Rebbe's permission, so we're not worried that they're going to tilt any candles. The Gemara then raises the question, is a person allowed to eat together with Ishto Nida or Zav, eating together with an Amah Aretz? So the Gemara says that a person with Ishto Nida, you're not allowed to eat because you might come to Lidei Avera. Zav is not allowed to eat with a Zav Parush, is not allowed to eat with a Zav Ama'aretz, but 2 explanations why. According to Abaye, it's Gzeira, that lest he feed you Dvarim She'enim Sukanim, lest he feed you food that Trumas and Maestros were not taken off of, which is Abaye L'shitasa, that we make a Gzeira L'Gzeira, that Demai itself is only a Gzeira, and you're not even allowed to eat with a Zav Ama'aretz, lest he feed you Demai, it's a Gzeira L'Gzeira. And Rava says, nah, you don't worry about any such thing. Rava Me'ar, it's do take maestros, and therefore we're not going to make this double gzeira. The reason you shouldn't eat with him is because we're afraid you can get so in the habit of eating with him, you can eat with him even when you're not tameh, and when you're not tameh, he's going to feed you dvarim tameim, and that's going to be a problem. The Gemara then raises the question, if a man is allowed to sleep with his wife when she's in Nida in the same bed if they're both wearing clothing, if they're both fully dressed. And the Gemara says that's aser, because we compare, the pasuk seems to compare Ishto Nida to Eshes Chavero, and just like it's Pashut that Eshes Chavero you're not allowed to sleep in the same bed with even if everybody's wearing clothing, so too Ishto Nida should be Pashut that it's Aser as well. According to Rabbi Das, though, Rabbi Pedas holds its Mutter Torah only Aser's Tashmish, nothing else. Midrabana and it's Aser Mishum Kiruv Basar, but that's it. The Gemara tries to compare this to a case of putting chicken and cheese on the same table. Beishamai holds that you're allowed to have basar oaf and cheese on the same table that you're eating. On Beisilil holds that it's aser. And even within Beisilil, if you have 2 people that know each other very well, it's aser for one of them to eat basar and the second one to eat gvina, to eat cheese on the same table. But if the 2 people don't know each other at all, and they're not going to let each other take each other's food, so then that would be more of a reason to be makel. The Gemara then tells this fascinating story, this Tana Devei Eliyo, that Eliyo and Navi had reported about this Talmud Chacham who had died when Nebuchadnezzar Yamav, he had died at a very young age, at the age of 35, and his wife was all upset, and she went around challenging everybody, asking, why did my husband die? Whatever happened to the Arichus Yamim that the Torah promises as a result of Torah? No one was able to answer until Eliyo and Navi came along, and he said to her, Nu, how did he act to you while you were in Nida? And she said, Chas v'shama filu b'etzbaketana lo nagabi. He never even touched me with an etzbaketana. Okay, what about the Yumei Libunecha? What about during your Shiva Nekiim? Well, then there were a few liberties. Achalimi, Shasimi, Yashinimi, Bikir of Basar. He took a few liberties with the way we behaved during the Zayin Nekiim. So Eliyahu HaNavi says, Baruch HaMakom Shahargo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the right thing by killing him. Shalo Nasa Panam LaTorah. We saw Machlokas, what's Lo Nasa Panam LaTorah? The guy was Lo Nasa Panam LaTorah, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't bribed by the guy's Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Nasa Panam LaTorah. Then we move on to the next Mishnah, and Yigimel and Beis tells us what happened in the Aliyas. The Aliyah, the attic of Hananya ben Chizkiah ben Garon, where they decided several things. First of all, that you're not allowed to read or to be Mevar Kinim from your Begadim, all the previous things that the Mishnah had said previously, they decided in that attic. They also wrote down all Megillas Tainus. He formulated Megillas Tainus, which is because they loved the Tzaros, which means they loved the Nisim, that they were saved from the Tzaros, Rashi explains, that they declared days that you're not allowed to fast. And he darshened all the pesukim in Sefer Yecheskel that were problematic, that seemed to be against the Torah. Like the pasuk in Sefer Yecheskel says, Nevelu trefa lo yochlo kohanim. The kohanim are not allowed to eat Nevelu trefa. It makes it sound like Yisrael is allowed to eat Nevelu trefa. So he figured out a way to explain all those pesukim away. Then at the very bottom of the daf, we didn't get to it in this morning's shir, the Gemara is going to discuss how Mida or Raisa eating food that's tameh is not metameh the person who eats it, except for nevelas of tahar. Nevelas of tahar is metameh beis habliya midah araisa, but other than that, it would not be eating tameh food does not metameh a person. However, on a daraisa level, however, the chamor goes there that a person is tameh if he eats shtei kebetzim of tameh food. If he eats two kebetzim of tameh food, and we're going to discuss what happens to him if he eats a rishon l'tumah, if he eats a sheni l'tumah, if he eats a shlishi l'tumah, and the different machlokasim when he eats all the different levels of tumah. Okay.